Andrew, you good day.
I would like to ask you how to make my dream come true.
No. Did we not already discuss much of these techniques?
Yes, that's right.
Well, all right. Is there some specific aspect of this you feel you need a little more clarity on?
By the way, I'm teaching English to children at my home.
Yes.
And today, because I am a teacher of English, I expected to understand your English more. But to my standard, I got sort of disappointed that I didn't get your English so much.
All right. Well, please understand, I am not speaking English. I am not speaking at all. I am only sending thoughts that are being translated through the channel's brain into the language the channel understands. However, because in the channel's mind, I am what you would call an alien or foreign in energy, then the translation into the channel's language sometimes comes out with an unusual accent. So we apologize if there are translation problems with the device. We trust that we will be able to assist you in understanding more clearly. So please let us know what you feel you are unclear about.
Let me put it aside. English problem, put it aside.
All right.
I love learning English.
Yes.
And it's the most exciting thing to me.
No, all right, thank you.
Hi. So, by the way, I'm mother and wife, and I have roles at home, so it is hard for me to make my own time to study more. And on the book of Paschal, I read the time between 2 o'clock early in the morning to 4 o'clock early in the morning is the most energetic time zone, so I decided myself I have to learn during these hours, and then it's going to be very efficient for me to learn and memorize things.
All right, as long as you do not tire yourself out by getting no sleep at all.
That's right.
So it's kind
of, you have to trust your timing more than the idea of having to arrange your time schedule. You look at all the things that excite you the most in order of degree of excitement. Any given day, act on the things that excite you the most to whatever degree you can act on them. Take the first thing that excites you the most and do the most with it you are capable of doing within that day. When there is nothing more you can do about that exciting thing, then act on the next most exciting thing you have the ability to actually take some action on. And then, after you are done doing that, if there is nothing else you can do on that exciting thing, choose the next most exciting thing you are able to do something about. At the end of the day, if there is no more time for you to act on other things, then that's all you needed to do that day. Let the excitement show you the timing of how many of those things need to be done in any given day, and don't force yourself to think you have to do more than you can fit in any particular time frame that is comfortable. Because again, you have to look at your excitement holistically, as a whole picture. What point would there be in following your excitement if to do so would wear you out? The idea is to trust the timing of the excitement in that what fits in one day is comfortable for you. You do not need to force anything else. Because what point would there be in following your excitement if following your excitement exhausted you? Would there be any point to acting on your excitement if it wore you out, if it tired you out? There would be no point to it. Excitement doesn't come that way. It doesn't come with exhaustion. It comes with rejuvenation, exhilaration. So rather than scheduling your time, trust the timing of exactly how many exciting things you can fit into any given time period. Does that make sense to you?
So what you are telling me is I'm not supposed to attach to that particular time zone, like 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning.
I am just saying that that is a very good time when, if you are able to be quiet, you can feel energized and be very creative. But I am saying don't force yourself into that time zone. It should be a matter of easy timing, not I must do this then, I must do this now. Many people on your planet force themselves into artificial schedules that have nothing to do with their natural rhythm. In other words, more people, when they follow a natural rhythm, might automatically find themselves more naturally sleeping during the afternoon and being awake early in the morning. So what we are saying is that when you find your natural rhythm, then everything that really needs to get done in the course of a day will be done in the right timing and at the appropriate time to fit your natural rhythm. Does that make some sense to you now?
Yes, sorry taking so long, but I would like to ask one more.
Sorry taking so much time?
Well, again, this is about time.